Hello, it's the curator here, and yes, it's time for another episode of
Return to the 1970s.
Yes, the podcast where we go back to the 70s and we look at one month in that decade. And this week we go to February 1970. I'll play you some great music from that month. I'll pick up on some news that occurred during that month. And we'll look at what films and maybe some TV that was around in February 1970. So our first track from February 1970 is from an album that changed everything. A track from Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
Follow me now and you will not regret.
Well, oh yeah, there we have Black Sabbath with N.I.B. from their first album, Black Sabbath, and that was the fourth track from the album. It was released on 13th of February 1970. Yeah, that's over half a century ago. And yeah, Ozzy's still out there giving it. So in the band, of course, we've got Ozzy Osbourne, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler and Bill Ward. And that album, did it start heavy metal? Whatever people say, it's definitely a big part of starting heavy metal. Yeah, the wonderful Black Sabbath there and a Brummie band. And Brummie, just for those of you who don't know, means somebody from Birmingham in the UK. So let's move on, and it's time for time for the news from February 1970. Now, we have a story that a stalled commuter train was rammed by express in Argentina on February the 1st. And unfortunately, 139 people died. Here's a topical one also on February 1st. West Germany and the USSR sign a gas contract. How's that for topical? A dry powder avalanche moving at 120 miles per hour smashes into a youth hostel at Val d'Azur, France, unfortunately killing 40 Belgian, French and German youths. Sad. How about this one on February the 13th? A man-eating tiger is reported to have killed 48 people 80 kilometres from New Delhi. We also have nationalists disrupting a UN session on Congo. And also, the USSR launches Sputnik 52 communications satellite. And on February the 21st, the Jackson 5 make TV debut on American Bandstand. Here's an interesting one for me. At Daytona 500 on February the 22nd, Pete Hamilton wins by just three car lengths over David Pearson after passing him with nine laps to go. February the 24th, 29 Swiss Army officers die in an avalanche in Switzerland. Avalanche is obviously a very dangerous thing in February 1970. On the 28th of February, bicycles are permitted to cross the Golden Gate Bridge. On the 19th of February, the Prince of Wales, now King Charles III, joined the Royal Navy. And Rolls-Royce asked the government for £50 million towards the development of the RB211-50 Airbus jet engine. And towards the end of February, the first National Women's Liberation Conference was held at Ruskin College, Oxford. That was the news from February 1970. And now let's move on to our second piece of music. So the UK had Black Sabbath and America had Mountain. This is Mississippi Queen. We'll be right back. the short but very loud and rocking Mississippi Queen there from Mountain. Now that was a successful single for them. It was released, obviously, in this month, February 1970. And it reached 21 in the American Billboard Hot 100 and was included on their debut album, and several live recordings have been issued. It's also been covered by a number of artists since, including Wasp, Sam Kinison, Amanda Ayala, Bachman, Turner Overdrive, and Ozzy Osbourne, who had a hit with it in 2005. So that links up nicely with our first track, doesn't it? So let's get on and let's play our third piece of music from February 1970. Next up, we have a track from the album Nilsson Sings Newman. Now, this is the fifth studio album by American singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson. It was recorded in 6 weeks in late 1969 and released in February 1970. It showcases Nilsson's voice multi-tracked in layers of tone and harmony. Its arrangements are quite sparse and most of the instrumentation provided by Newman on piano. This wasn't a great commercial success, but it did win a Record of the Year from Stereo Review magazine. Now, from that album, I've selected this track, which is Dayton, Ohio, 1903.
I sang a song of long ago when things were green and moving slow. People stopped to say hello, or they'd say hi to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. I sang a song of long ago when things could grow and days flowed quietly. The air was clean and you could see, and folks were nice to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend the day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903.
Harry Nilsson there, from his album, Nilsson Sings Newman. That was the track, Dayton, Ohio, 1903. Right, now it's time for this, Film Watch. So let's try and look at the films that were released in February 1970. The first one, and only real one I've got, is Patton, which was a 172 minutes film about World War II phase of the career of controversial American General George S. Patton. It was directed by Franklin Schaffner and starred George C. Scott, Carl Marden, Stephen Young and Michael Strung, and it took over $61 million. Now, as I said, I found it really difficult to find sort of films that you might have heard of for February 1970. Now, I'm wondering if it's just like a hangover of films being finished off, I don't know, before Christmas and then weren't released till maybe later in the year. I don't know. We'll have to see if this is like a common thing that goes on every February. But what I thought I'd do is also look at what TV shows were around at this time. So for English listeners, there was the, well, I don't know if I call it wonderful, but funny at the time, comedy series called On the Buses. And this is all about a couple of bus driver and a what we call a conductor in the UK who does the tickets, running around on a bus and about their family life and their exploits, as it were. On this particular one, it's called Foggy Night, and it's about Stan refusing to carry on with the journey unless someone walks in front of the bus with a torch. Blakey, who's like the station commander, if you like, refuses, as does Olive, that's his sister, travelling with Mum and Arthur. So anyway, it's directed by Stuart Allen and starred Reg Varney, Doris Hare, Michael Robbins and Anna Caron. Now, the second series to look at is, of course, Lassie, which I'm sure is known in the UK and America and various other places. Now, in this particular episode, Bob takes Lassie and Nika, an Alaskan native, to see the cliff dwellings at Mesa Verde Park. While exploring, Nika falls, breaking his leg, with Lassie going for help. Well, that sounds like a familiar story, doesn't it? Directed by James Clark, starred Jack DeMave, Mark Miranda, Richard Webb and, of course, Lassie. In the UK, we had an episodic drama going on, historical, The Six Wives of Henry VIII. This episode was Catherine Parr. It's the year 1543 and the king is now very fat, semi-lame and wrinkled. Beset by boredom, he longs for a new wife to ease his lonely life. Well, the twice widowed and scholarly Catherine Parr fulfil his needs. Directed by Naomi Capon, starred Keith Mitchell, Rosalie Crutchley, John Renane and Howard Gourney. So there you are, a bit of films and TV series were around in February 1970. Now, if you like my podcast, why don't you look out for me and listen to some of my other podcasts, including the previous one of Return to the 70s. I've also got plenty of music on my podcasts if you want to go and listen to it. Also, I have a website, www.progandrock.co.uk. And you can find me on Twitter if you just put The Curator. And send me a message because I'd like to know what you think of the show, what you'd like to hear on the show, and if you've got any memories of the 70s that you'd like to share, or particular tracks. So next time it's going to be March 1970. So have a think about that and message me, and I'll give you a call out on the show. Yeah. So let's have our last piece of music. Nice rhythm to that song. That was Down on the Corner, of course, from Creedence Clearwater Revival. And it actually reached number 31 in the UK charts in February 1970. It did a lot better, I think, in the US. It got to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, that was from their album, Willie and the Poor Boys. And that concludes our show for this week. I do hope you enjoyed it. So you heard all tracks there from February 1970. You heard a bit about the news that was going on and also some of the TV and film that was around at the time. Now, if you enjoyed the show, why don't you come back next week when it will be March 1970? And also go and have a listen to my other podcasts where you'll find plenty of great music. So that's it for this week. This is The Curator saying bye for now.